Chandra. This is a song sung by Lochan Das Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, almost contemporary. He wrote one book, Chaitanya Mangal, depicting the activities of Lord Chaitanya. There is a very famous book, Chaitanya Mangal. And he has composed many songs. Practically all Vaishnavas, they are transcendentally poetic. That is one of the 26 qualifications of the Vaishnava. So he says that these two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga or Lord Chaitanya, they are very merciful incarnation. Sava avatara sarasilam. They are essence of all incarnations. The incarnation is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that whenever there is discrepancies in the prosecution of religiosities and there is prominence of impious activities, at that time the Lord incarnates or he descends on this material world for protecting the pious and annihilating the impious. That is the mission of incarnation. Every incarnation will find two things. Lord Krishna is so beautiful, so kind, but he is very dangerous to the demons. The demons were seeing him as thunderbolt, and the gopis were seeing him as the most beautiful Cupid. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, Jijathamang Prapadant. The God is realized in proportion to one's freedom from the demoniac propensities. So, in this age, of course, the last incarnation, Kalki, he will simply kill. Long, long after, he will come. But here, Lord Chaitanya, his mission is no killing, simply favoring. That is the specific characteristic of Lord Chaitanya. Because in this age, of course, there is very much prominence of irreligiosity, but if Lord Chaitanya wanted to kill them, then there was no question of their salvation. They would be, of course, anyone who is killed by incarnation, he also gets salvation, but not to the spiritual planet, but they merge into the Brahma effulgence as the impersonalist desire. In other words, the impersonalist goal of salvation is as good as the goal of salvation of the enemies of God. That is not a very difficult job. So, Lord Chaitanya is merciful because he is embracing everyone by bestowing love of Krishna. Rupa Goswami has described Lord Chaitanya as the most munificent of all the incarnations because he is giving Krishna to everyone without any qualification. So, Lachandas Thakur says that Parama Karuna Pahudhuja Nitai Gaura Chanda, that they are a sense of all incarnation. Kevala Ananda Kanta, and their preaching process is very pleasing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends you chant Hare Krishna, dance nicely, and when you feel tired, just take rest and eat Krishna Prasad. So his formula is very pleasing. Kevala Ananda Kam. While he was present in Jagannath Puri every day, in the evening, dancing was, chanting and dancing continued. And after dancing is finished, he used to distribute sumptuously prasadam of Jagannath. So, many thousands of people used to assemble every night. Simply, transcendentally pleasing this movement, kevala ananda kam. Then he recommends, Bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brother, just try to worship these two lords, Chaitanya and Nityananda, Sudhiva Vishyasupe, with faith and conviction. One should have faith in the words of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said that go on chanting. Simply by chanting, one will get all perfection of life. So this is a fact. Unless you take to chanting, we cannot realize it. But those who are chanting, they are realizing that they are getting all desired perfection of life very quickly. So we should chant this mantra with faith and conviction. But the only qualification required in this connection, he says, Vishaya Charya Sirase Majiya Mukhe Balo Hariya. We have to chant with faith and conviction. At the same time, we should take care, we should be guarding against sense enjoyment. Vishaya Charya. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. And Charya means give up. One should give up sense enjoyment. Of course, in this materialistic life, we have got our senses and we have practiced to use them. We cannot stop it. But there is no question of stopping, but regulating it. Just like we want to eat. Vishaya means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So these things are not forbidden altogether. But they are adjusted just to make it favorable for executing my Krishna consciousness. So we should not take just like eating. We should not eat just to satisfy the taste. We should eat only just to keep ourselves fit for executing Krishna consciousness. So eating is not stopped, but it is regulated, favorable. Similarly, mating. Mating is also not stopped. But the regulative principle is that you should marry and you should have sex life only for begetting children, Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, don't do it. So everything is regulated. There is no question of stopping defense also. Arjuna was fighting, defending under the order of Krishna. So everything is there. Nothing stopped. Simply it is adjusted for executing our Krishna consciousness. Vishaya Charya. We should not accept these Vishaya, these four principles of bodily demands, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending for sense gratification. No. The politicians, they fight for sense gratification. They do not see to the good of the people. For their political aggrandizement, they fight. That fight is forbidden. But when fight is necessary for defending people, that fighting should be taken. So we have to give up this principle of sense gratification or sense gratificatory process. Dakho dakho bhai tribhuvane nahi. Then he says, just see, there is nobody else so merciful. Pashupakhi jure pashana vida. By his mercy, even the birds and bees, they are also melted. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forest known as Jharikhanda in central India, he was only accompanied by his personal attendant, and he was alone, and when he was passing through the forest, he touched one tiger. He was sleeping, and the tiger answered, roaring. And the company, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attendant, he thought, now you are gone. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the tiger, why you are sleeping? Just stand up, chant Hare Krishna. And the tiger began to dance. So, actually, this happened when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this Hare Krishna movement. The tigers, the deers, everyone joined. So, of course, we are not so powerful, but it is possible. And at least we have seen the dogs are dancing in Sankirtan. So it is possible also to take, but we may not attend such great risk. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could induce tigers to dance, we can at least induce every human being to dance. This is such a nice moment. So Pashupakhi Shri Pashana Vidare. Pashana means stone. So even the stone-hearted man also melts by chanting Hare Krishna that you have experienced, seen. Pashana Vidare. Suni Jaro Guno Gatha. Simply by hearing the transcendental pastimes and characteristics of Lord Chaitanya, even hard-hearted men, they also melted. There are many instances, Jai Madhai, many fallen souls, they became elevated to the highest spiritual platform. Then Lachandas Thakur says that Vishaya Mojiya Rahili Bhuli. Unfortunately, I am so much entrapped in these demands of the body or the senses that I have forgotten the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishaya Majiya Rahili Bhuliya. Sipade Nahilas, I could not desire to be attached to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So why it is so? So he is lamenting that apano karama bhunjaya shaman, that I am suffering the sequence of my past misdeeds, that I could not be attracted by the Krishna consciousness movement. It is a punishment on me by the Jamaraj, the superintendent of death. Actually, these Krishna consciousness movement, Sankirtan movement is so nice and attractive. Every simple, unsophisticated person shall be attracted. But if one is not attracted, it is to be understood that he is being punished by the laws of the superintendent of death. Anyway, if we stick to this principle of chanting, then even Jamaraj, the superintendent of death, he will also fail to punish. That is the verdict of Brahma Sanghita. Brahma Sanghita says, one who takes to this devotional life, his reaction of past deeds are adjusted immediately. So, every one of us should take part in this movement of Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram.